Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to Protecting Your Retirement. I am Joy Peterson, along with Don Wales, and we're here every Saturday to help you navigate a successful retirement journey. How are you doing, Don?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm trying to recover from either a cold, a flu, or whatever.
Oh, man, I think everybody is.
You know, we're going to go ahead and record a good show for you listeners, and we hope you really enjoy it. And we came up with an idea. And sometimes that works well, and sometimes people just kind of,
Yeah.
But anyhow, today we have everyone that was in the market the last couple weeks in the stock market and experienced some of the turmoil. We talked a little bit about Monday Mayhem last week
right. On
the show. And so we thought we ought to explain to people where they really are or where their money really is during this time of turmoil. And so I developed a prison.
A prison.
A prison, a jail.
That would not be a successful retirement journey if you end up in jail.
Ask Bernie.
Right.
But anyway, it's the Wall Street Corrections Center. And, you know, they call these downturns in the market corrections. So we thought maybe we should have a correction center to kind of explain and make it clear in a lighthearted way, although there's nothing funny about losing money, why you're there, maybe. And so we thought we would have the warden giving a welcome speech.
Host, get yourself.
You know, the warden walks along in his, you know, heavy boots that, you know, make a lot of noise on the concrete, and he walks very slowly up and down in front of the new inmates and says, "You're all here for the same reason. You heard what's right, but you didn't heed. You listened to Don Wales and Protecting Your Retirement. You learned all about safe financial choices, but you didn't really listen. You didn't learn. You left some of that money in the stock market, in the bonds, in the mutual funds. And you thought, because you owned some stocks, some bonds, maybe some mutual funds, that you actually owned some of Wall Street. And now, we, Wall Street, owns you."
do an evil laugh? Something
evil
like that?
"Actually, always have owned you, but you just realize this." So, talking about, again, as a warden welcoming people to the Wall Street Corrections Center, and we have the warden walking back and forth and notices that he slows down in front of one of the lines of inmates and looks him in the eye. He says, "Do I recognize you? You've been here before. Maybe in 2001, didn't we have you? 2008? And the inmate says, "Uh-huh." The warden says, "Uh-huh. You didn't learn." And some institutions, they call that recidivism when you come back. We call it just plain stupid. So,
yeah.
Anyway, but we do believe in education, rehabilitation. So, starting now, you're sentenced to listen to Protecting Your Retirement Radio every Saturday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., 103.7 FM, 710 a.m. And just like other prisons or jails, you get one phone call, and that phone call is to make you an appointment with Protecting Your Retirement at 913-648-2700. You get it?
You got it.
Okay. So.
Well, Don, let's talk about how do we get out of prison then, because that's the whole thing. You said we work on rehabilitation and education, so.
Well, during the time you're in the correction center,
mm-hmm.
and your money is there with you, what's left of your money after the so-called correction, a downturn, there's something that's really not happening. And that money that you lost that got you in this correction center situation is not growing.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it's not doing anything for you right now because Wall Street owns it. You don't. You just thought you did. Okay? So what has to happen for you to get out is that you have to start making some good decisions. You have to have the market be back on your side, which gets more and more rare. And whatever you have left over or whatever you can put in needs to grow to make up for the fact that what you've lost is no longer growing. Now, if you've been listening really carefully and doing what we said, putting money you absolutely need for retirement in fixed annuities, they would not have gone down in value. They have no market risk. Wall Street cannot affect them in a negative way. So had you had your retirement money in fixed annuities, they would not have gone down. And when recovery starts, they're not ill. They don't have to recover. So
they just start growing.
Yeah. If the market went down 10 points, your annuities did not go down anything. They went down 0 points. And we have a 1% increase in the market. You get that 1%. So you never stepped into the valley. You never tripped off a cliff. You never ended up in the Wall Street Correction Center, Huskow. And when things improve, you're improving right along with it. And that's the point we keep trying to make. And this is a little more dramatic than we usually do. I really tried to find someone to come in and help us with the show today who is fresh out of Brooklyn, you know, to really give this a better,
hard, you know,
harder
tough
than
guy.
I can. Right.
Yeah.
You know, even when I tried to be hard and tough with my kids, you know, they'd giggle. But anyhow, I can do better non-verbally with them. But anyhow, you know, fixed annuities don't have market risk. Everything else does other than bank deposits, but they don't pay very well. So getting out of jail or getting out of the correction means that you're going to have to make some changes. And you're going to have to allocate more of that money that you think you'll need during retirement to safe choices, be in banks or fixed annuities. And the fixed index annuity model, when the market goes up, it goes up also. Sometimes subject to a cap, you don't get the whole increase, but you have zero market risk and zero decrease. So we want everyone to stay free. And when you're losing money or you're losing some of your wealth, you are not free.
Right.
You're either going to fall into debt or impoverishment. And I'm not talking about maybe you're going to end up on the food stamps or on, you know, the cardboard over the heat register downtown, but you are not going to have as good a retirement financially, emotionally, or length of life as you will if you listen to what we present on protecting your retirement. You call us, you come in, you have a meeting, you never pay any fees to us, and you know we can show you how to do it so that you will not have downturns.
Well, you know me, I always think in like song lyrics and country music and all that kind of stuff. And there's a song called One Step Forward, Two Steps Back.
Yes.
And that's kind of what it reminds me when you're talking about the stock market. Yeah, you've made that one step forward, but oh, now the market goes down. So now we have to take two steps back. So
right.
Now you have to take three steps forward just to get to where
just
you were.
Just to get even.
You know?
You know, and we're really not interested in people getting even, you know, in the market. We want constant growth if it's available. In the fixed annuities that are not indexed annuities, there are guaranteed rates of growth every year.
Right.
You sign up for a contract and it says, we're going to pay you 3% or whatever for 5 years, no change, and that's what you get. And right now, actually, we have some multi-year guarantee annuities that are in the 3.25% range. So, and those have been getting pretty popular lately. So anyhow, you want to stay out at Correction Center. And you know that I don't like the word corrections, but it's fun to use it today.
Right.
And so anyhow, that's, you know, where we are right now. And
now, you mentioned that you don't have fees when you come in. There's no charge to come in. So if I was thinking, okay, Don, I've heard what you've been talking about for all these years, weeks, months, whatever, and I'm thinking about making that step to call you, what do I need to have on hand?
Your telephone.
Your telephone, that's it?
To call us. Really. We do not ask people to bring in all of their financial data. Okay, we don't ask you how much money you have, how much income you make. We don't even ask your age when you call and make an appointment. So we're not in the pre-qualifying business to where if you're rich, you're going to meet with me. If you're not, you're going to meet with someone else. We just don't play that game. We don't divide up our clients by ABCs or whatever. But anyhow, I just had someone tell me this week, someone that had called me a few times trying to set an appointment. We didn't kind of get it together. And then I actually talked to him yesterday, longtime listener on the radio. And he said, you know, I almost went somewhere else. And he said, I keep hearing you say you don't pre-qualify, you don't learn anything about me before I come in. And he says, I'm used to working in another way. Mm-hmm. I'm used to, here's all my information, let's go. And he says, I was afraid you wouldn't like that. And I said, no, we're okay. You want to bring in all the information the first visit, we're fine. Mm-hmm. You're comfortable sharing it with us. You know, I've got over 40 years in financial services and 30 of it, let's say, simultaneous with this, preparing tax returns for people. I'm used to asking financial questions. I have no discomfort doing that. I just don't do it of strangers. But if someone comes in for a meeting and they feel comfortable and they say it's okay, we're going for the information, because without the information about your finances, we cannot help you.
We can't move forward.
Right.
Right. Well, if you would like to make that appointment with Don and the team at Protecting Your Retirement, the number to call is 913-648-2700. The website, protectingyourretirement.com. We talk all the time about fixed index annuities. We're going to go a little more in depth coming up next on Protecting Your Retirement.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around a bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
Hey, honey, it looks like you missed opening this piece of mail from our financial guy.
Ugh, I thought it was your turn to open that one.
Oh, man. It looks like our mutual funds and those hot stocks he said to buy have dropped again. If this keeps up, we'll both be working all our lives. Just look at this.
Oh, and looky here. His fee is still 0.5 for the quarter. You know that's 2% a year he's charging us to mismanage our money.
That's enough. It's time to call for our appointment with Don Wales, the Protecting Your Retirement guy we hear on the radio every Saturday. His strategies are designed to keep your money safe no matter what the market does. If it's up, your money grows. But if it's down, you don't lose any. Don can also show how to have an income you can't outlive, and he doesn't charge fees.
Call Don Wales and start protecting your retirement today. 888-648-4060. That's 888-648-4060.
And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Thank you for making Protecting Your Retirement part of your Saturday. I am Joy Peterson, along with Don Wales
and
the warden. Warden Wales.
Warden Wales.
We're going to move away from prison and all that scariness into, we call them modern day fixed annuities.
Right.
And part of that is because, quite honestly, they're not your grandpa's.
No, they're not.
Annuities, they're different.
Right.
What are some of the things that are coming out? I know they're constantly coming out with new products, new riders. What are some of the new things in fixed annuities?
There's a resurgence of new product development. I think that the insurance companies were really laying low for a while, maybe almost a two-year period, where we didn't see much product innovation. And some of that was fright, because the Department of Labor under the last administration was trying to really tie down the fixed annuity and fixed index annuity market to favor other things that they were influenced by. And so no one really knew exactly where we were going to fit in, because in the annuity, in all insurance fields in the United States, no matter what type of insurance it is other than national flood insurance, I guess, we're regulated by the individual states. And Department of Labor tried to lay over a whole bunch of regulation on us, and which a lot of it was ridiculous, and it's being beat back now pretty successfully. But anyhow, there was a lack of innovation going on, and it's not that companies didn't want to come out with new products and new things that were both good for consumers and for the companies and for the agency force. That's what we are in promoting and helping people actually use the safe financial choices of annuities for their retirement or for their legacy or whatever. But anyhow, now in the last couple of weeks, I'm seeing probably fairly major product announcements at least once a week.
Wow, that's
and
a lot.
One of the things that kind of made us chuckle a little bit was that Prudential is opening up a line of fixed index annuities. Prudential was only variable annuities. And there's another company that is in the midst of changing their name, so I'm not going to mention their name. We've never dealt with them directly. But they are also switching away from variable to only fixed and fixed index annuities. These are what's been popular with the public. People saying, we're tired of the risk. We're tired of the roller coaster. We want the upside without the downside. We want the cake and eat it
and
too.
And eat it too, yeah.
You know, and really the fixed index annuity probably comes closest to that solution. And so companies are, number one, they are shedding their book or their collection of variable annuities. Companies are trying to sell off their blocks of business that contain a lot of variable annuities with riders that they sold or included that they are fearful of being able to profitably guarantee. And we have never, ever sold a single variable annuity, so none of that business is among our clientele.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some very, very large companies, some of them international in scope, that are selling off their variable annuity blocks of business. What's a little bit scary to me is they are selling them to companies who are insurance companies, but they're also private equity owned. So they are looking more to gather money from a lot of investors and buy something that they think they can make a profit at, usually quickly. And I don't think that bodes real well for the people who own those variable annuities, but you know, well, that remains to be seen. But so number one, companies with large blocks of variable annuity business are trying to sell those blocks to other companies. There's some mergers and stuff going on. But there's also these private equity firms that are just looking all over the world for things to invest in where they can either break up a company into its parts or whatever. And that's who's on the buying end of those blocks of business. Now, the other thing is some of the companies that have only done variables are, like Prudential, bringing out fixed index annuities. And other companies who've always been in the fixed annuity market are bringing out new versions of fixed index annuities. Some of the new versions I like in that they have more flexibility on turning on and turning off income, like turn it on when you need it, leave it alone to grow when you don't, rather than in the old annuity model. You were gathering an amount of money, a lump sum of money in an annuity, and then at some point you said, okay, I want to trade in that lump of money for an income guaranteed for the rest of my life. And that was an irrevocable decision.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
You couldn't go back.
Yeah.
Right.
If you inherited money or you found some other income or sold some property and you didn't need that check every month or that much, you couldn't make any change. And now we can. In a lot of the models.
If you did have like maybe a 2-year, 3-year period where you're like, I'm going to need some extra. After that, we'll kind of look at where we're at.
Yeah.
You could do it kind of like a faucet. Turn it on for when
you
need it and then turn it. That's pretty neat.
Yeah. And we just recently had some people who were taking income from a fixed index annuity from an income rider that decided just to stop taking it for a while. Some other things came their way or they had, I don't think they had even really lowered their spending. They just, some other income showed up, basically. And so we're seeing more flexibility. The other thing that I see that I have to really be conservative and adopt a wait and see is new indexes to track in the fixed index annuities. I am a lover of the S&P 500 index, somewhat like the NASDAQ in good times. I can go with the Dow, but it's only 30 stocks. Mm-hmm. And sometimes if one of those 30 is a major one and has a good day, the Dow goes up, while the other 29 stocks might not be having that great a day.
So you could still not be making the money, but somebody did.
Yeah. So anyhow, we're seeing a variety of new indexes showing up that the insurance companies are offering to people to track. Mm-hmm. Instead of just, here's your fixed index annuity, you can track the Dow, the S&P. There's a few ways to look at each one, monthly, annually, biannual. Or maybe you want to track Euro stocks or, you know, Barclays indexes, Russell 2000s. And I'm pretty confident that the S&P 500 remains a really good measure of our market. But they're bringing out other indexes. I was at a meeting on one of our training trips this past year where a gentleman from Deutsche Bank described a Kroeke index.
Kroeke?
Kroeke. Yeah, C-R-O-C-I is cash return on capital invested, C-R-O-C-I index. And it was pretty new, but they have a very unique way of selecting which companies they put in that index. You know, someone has to pick those 30 Dow. Mm-hmm. Someone has to pick the 500 in the S&P. So Kroeke has their index, and they went through quite a bit of explanation how they picked the companies and why those companies are a good measure of the market. And so I wrote a lot of notes, probably about 4 pages, and I just kept them. And there is a fixed index annuity that we have available to us that uses that index. We have not used it. We haven't used that company. Mm-hmm. But I just kept watching it. And just right after December 31st, somebody in our industry published a list of all of the different indexes that are available pretty much worldwide for you to have in a fixed index annuity. And the Kroeke did above 15% for the year, which I thought was pretty nice. It wasn't quite as much as the S&P did for the year, but it looks like it's going to be a really, you know, neat index to follow. I understand how it works. And I'm thinking I'm probably going to reallocate some of my own fixed index annuity money to track that index this coming year. Hmm. Just, you know, kind of test it out on myself. But I see a lot of other ones that they're just, for Don's conservative nature, a little bit far out, a little bit weird. Maybe they're owned by companies that I don't know. There's a lot of different S&P indexes. There's a lot of Morgan Stanley indexes. Mm-hmm. You know those firms, and you think they're probably not going to be the ones manipulating things for their own benefit.
Right.
So the fixed index annuity market is seeing some changes. We know that Allianz Life in another week is going to have a brand new offering. We know that there are other ones from very major players, and they're getting us ready with education and rah-rah and, you know, material to show it to our clients if we decide to do that. Also, we still have, and I've had people now that have been in bonus fixed index annuities for over 10 years, and that started probably about 12 years ago, but we still have some upfront bonus interest available on fixed index annuities where you put in an amount of money. The insurance company, believe it or not, they actually do add money to your deposit right away. One of them, it's vested. In other words, it's yours. Mm-hmm. You die the next day, your heirs are getting what you put in plus that bonus. And everything it earns is earned on both what you deposit and that bonus. We still do have bonus annuities available. So Joy will tell you how to call us if that's an interest that you have. Maybe you want to make up for what you just lost or make up for some years of low interest rates at the bank. A bonus fixed index annuity might be right up your alley, especially if you could pick up anywhere from 5 to 10% extra money at the beginning. You are going to have a longer surrender period on those. That's a trade-off.
Well, if you want to come in and talk to Don about some of those new features or just how do you pick the right one, the number to call is 913-648-2700, the website protectingyourretirement.com. Coming up, we're going to talk a little bit more about the machines. We slammed the robo-advisors last week, and we're going to talk a little bit more about them coming up on Protecting Your Retirement. Welcome back to Protecting Your Retirement. I am Joy Peterson along with Don Wales, and we're here every Saturday to help you navigate a successful retirement journey. And we like to have fun on the show, make it interesting. And a lot of times we slam some robo-advisors. And I just have this picture of robo-advisors of like a whole room of like all of your favorite Star Wars droids and everything like that, sitting in a room on a computer, you know, taking calls. Well, I guess you don't take calls with a robo, but you know what I mean? Like that's
taking
the picture in my head.
Some type.
Right.
Someone's running a joystick off in the corner and
yeah.
And these robots are getting together and deciding what should sell and what shouldn't and which company should succeed and which one should crash. And,
right. You know, but in all honesty, it's just a computer program.
Right.
That's all it is. And I kind of think of, what is that, 2001 Space Odyssey, where HAL, it's just the computer takes over everything.
Right.
But that's your robo-advisor.
Yeah. Actually, someone's writing mathematical formula. I think they're calling them algorithms.
Right.
I didn't get very far in high in math. I didn't get very high in, no, actually. I won the award in business math.
But why does that not surprise me?
Mm-hmm. Algebra was my stumbling point.
Well, that's because you were an accountant, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, all you need to be an accountant is add, subtract, multiply, and divide, and solve for X. And, yeah, you can win the world. But anyhow, in what might be good news for the traditional insurance broker, that's what we are, we're an insurance agency, global banking giant HSBC has released findings from an international survey, and the survey is called Trusting Technology, that shows robo-advice has a long way to go before consumers trust its ability to perform as well as humans.
Mm-hmm.
And the survey shows that over half of respondents would be unlikely or very unlikely to trust a robo-advisor that makes recommendations based on AI or artificial intelligence algorithms. Last year, the Financial Markets Authority used its power under the Financial Advisors Act to grant financial advisors and institutions an exemption to use robo-advice or digital advice. And under the FMA requirements, individuals and institutions will need to apply for a license from the regulator to be able to give advice from a non-human.
Hmm.
And it still doesn't handle the concerns I have as to who is writing the algorithm, who's programming the robot or the computer, and are they doing it for their own interest or really for consumerism and being able to trade the market at very rapid movements to try to replicate what the large brokerages can do with their proximity to Wall Street. Professional Advisors Association, that's called PAA, Chief Executive Rod Severin said there was a lot of work that needed to be done in order for digital advice to gain consumer confidence. The problem with the consumer, it's not really a problem with the consumer, but anyway, the problem with the consumer is twofold. One, a lot of them don't understand it to start with, so they won't know what they're getting into if they go online and start answering questions from a survey or from a input into opening an account, he explained. Secondly, because people don't know what they don't know, they'll either give the wrong information to a question or not be asked the right question because robo-advice doesn't know the needs of the person on the other end. So you'll get this mismatch of questions and answers. Quoting him, "The other issue around this is that if something goes wrong, people want to have somebody to look them in the eye and say, quote, everything is going to be okay, or, quote, what can I do to fix this problem? They are never going to get that from a machine. The one thing a machine doesn't have is empathy, and that's what people are looking for. The good advisors will always win out over the machines because they can offer that empathy that a machine cannot."
And that's one of the things that, I mean, just going back to our last segment, there are so many different products available in fixed index annuities. You can't just push in a couple of numbers and know what that person needs. Right. You need to be asking them, so what do you want in your future? How do you see your retirement going? Are you planning to leave something for your children? Are you, I mean, there's so many different factors that go into it. Mm-hmm. You can't do that with a machine.
You know, I was talking to a gentleman that's going to be doing some business with us within the last week or so, and he brought in all of his information, all his assets and net worth, prepared very well.
Mm-hmm.
So everything looked good. His budget was very modest compared to income, a lot of assets to do what he wanted to do. And I asked him about children, and he had her two grown children. They're off the payroll. He used that term.
Oh, nice.
Told me he listens to the show.
He's listening.
Okay.
Yeah.
And anyhow, we went a ways, and things are, the guy is in a pretty good position. Having that little bit of a conversation, I don't usually bring those things up, is where we can show an empathy, and we can also, in whatever I plan for this person to present as, here's your retirement plan for the next 30-plus years, I can say, and if.
Right.
Okay, someone else needs your help. Here's what we've got, you know, set aside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's already life insurance in the household, but that isn't useful necessarily unless he passes away and then, you know, the offspring and the grandkids have it. But I can't see how a machine can be programmed to say, okay, you have entered all of your data. We are crunching it. We are doing this. We're going to spit out a report. It'll be on your screen. But I don't know how it gets into what ifs without having so many questions.
Exactly.
You know, of what comes up in life.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
well, it'd be nice if we could live our life by data points and always know what the next point would be. But it doesn't. Life just doesn't go that way.
Anyhow, there's an insurance broker quoted in our article. He's with an Evolve Insurance. He said, "I believe that when it comes to insurance advice, any financial advice, robo-advice will have a greater challenge overcoming personalized advice given by a human. And our industry is complex. Technology is designed to make the complex easy. But the reality is, establishing trust with the consumer is key to the success for all parties involved." And we know that. We've been in the accounting business, you know, for a long time. We sold out, actually, about 11 years ago. But we've been in the insurance field now since 1988, when I first became licensed. And we know that, you know, building trust is absolutely number one asset that we have. It's not the nice furnishings in the office or, you know, the awards that are on the wall and stuff like that, but rather the biggest asset we have is trust with our consumers.
And that shows because a lot of your clients are referred by somebody else.
Yeah.
I don't see anybody saying, hey, let me give you my robo-advisor because he's a really nice guy. You know, that's not going to happen. It's just, you know. Yeah. But you have that personal connection with people. And every time we come in here to record the show together, there's always a story about somebody who came in or the ones that I love the
best.
Not by
name, by the way.
No, no, I don't know any of the people.
No, we disguise the facts.
Right. But the ones that I like the best are when you've had a longtime client and they decide it's time to retire and I know I'm going to be okay because Don's helped me out with that. Those are the best stories. I like those.
Those are absolutely fun.
Yeah. Well, if you want to come in and sit down and meet with Don and the team face-to-face at Protecting Your Retirement, the number is 913-648-2700, the website protectingyourretirement.com. We're going to take this computer stuff to another level in the next segment. We're going to talk about millennials, social media, and your financial Achilles heel on Protecting Your Retirement.
I call your name, but you're not there. Was I to blame for being unfair?
Don't you know I can't sleep at night?
Hi, honey.
Hi, honey.
Any good mail today?
Oh, yes. We got an invite for free dinner at that new restaurant.
Oh, what's the deal?
We gotta watch some guy in a fancy suit with a big watch tell how their plan just perfectly fits our situation. Hey, talking about retirement planning, have you called that guy with the radio show, Don Wales? He'll sit down with us in private to see how his firm can help us meet our goals.
Not yet, but I'll get right on it. I have his number here. While I'm doing that, why don't you make reservations at that new restaurant? You know, just the two of us, a little wine, a good meal, and
What?
How about you and I discuss our financial goals? We can skip the group therapy or the free dinner seminars, and we can dress up in our own best clothes.
You are so romantic.
Tired of free meal seminars that turn into endless pressure to accept one-size-fits-all solutions? Call Don Wales at Protecting Your Retirement. You can arrange a private visit where Don's team will be listening to you, helping establish your goals and help you navigate a successful retirement journey. 913-648-2700.
If Don Wales had a fleet of Protecting Your Retirement vehicles, most likely he would have Serve and Protect stenciled on the doors, just like you see on many police cars. Why? Because at Protecting Your Retirement, they see each individual as unique and deserving of personal service, and they protect your retirement assets by only recommending financial choices that have no stock market risk. Don Wales will protect you as you navigate your financial journey. For a complimentary retirement review, call 913-648-2700. That's 913-648-2700. Protecting Your Retirement will make sure your retirement dreams and retirement nest egg work hand in hand. If you are concerned about the stock market stealing your retirement nest egg, call those who serve and protect the team at Protecting Your Retirement. For a complimentary retirement review, call 913-648-2700. That's 913-648-2700. Or visit protectingyourretirement.com.
This is Protecting Your Retirement. I am Joy Peterson along with Don Wales, and we wanted to encourage you, if you hear something on the program that maybe you have a question about, or if you want to go ahead and make the appointment, come on in and talk to Don and the team. The number is 913-648-2700. We kind of talk about different generations a lot on this program, which
I think
is fun because obviously, well, should I say obviously, you're part of the baby boomer generation, should
I
say? I don't know if I am being insulting if I say obviously. Anyway, you're a baby boomer.
You noticed that my hair was thinning. That same color as yours.
I know. See, I can't say much because mine is completely white too, but I'm a Gen Xer.
Right.
My sister is right on that line to where sometimes she's considered a millennial and sometimes she's considered Gen X.
So she's
right on that line. Yeah, she's younger than I am. But I have a lot of friends who fall into the millennial category and stuff.
And I don't really like segmenting people, you know,
right,
that way, but we do it by generations. And I think our parents, my parents, were the greatest generations. You know, someone gave them that tag because of World War II. And not just veterans, but, you know, the whole country kind of got involved, you know, in fighting that. But anyhow, so we have the millennials. And, you know, we read an article, and it's a report on a survey done by Allianz Life, one of the companies we use.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of surprised me in a way in that I know that millennials are positioning themselves better for retirement. They have seen things happen with their parents, the boomers. And so now they are saving better for retirement than mm-hmm. other generations. We see that they usually understand that it will be their own responsibility to prepare for their retirement financially. We're seeing some of the millennials and the Gen Xers changing their view gradually from used to be they're all going to retire at 50.
Right.
You know, live happily
then
ever
reality
after.
Reality sits in.
For another 40 or 50 years.
Right.
And sort of getting, you know, more real on that. But this brought up, and Allianz, so whoever designed the survey for them, did a pretty good job socially, I think. But the millennials today are positioning themselves to be in better financial shape than their older counterparts. That's according to the Allianz Life survey. At the same time, the siren call of social media could undermine their best intentions. What does that mean? As evidence of what Allianz called millennials' financial Achilles heel, 55% of the millennials said they had experienced a fear of missing out.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
FOMO.
Mm-hmm.
A fear of missing out. 57% reported unplanned spending because of something they had seen on their social media feeds.
57%. That's pretty amazing.
They saw something on their social media feed that caused them to spend money they hadn't planned. This is like off the budget.
Mm-hmm.
88% of millennial respondents also agreed that social media reinforced a tendency to compare one's wealth and lifestyle with that of others,
mm-hmm.
compared with only 71% of Gen Xers and 54% of the boomers who believe this. So 88% of millennial respondents agree that social media reinforced a comparison of your wealth or lifestyle mm-hmm. with that of others.
And I've seen other surveys on this, a lot to do with psychology, that especially the younger generations, and even younger than millennials, which is the teenagers that are right. out now and stuff, that being constantly on social media is making them more depressed because they're constantly comparing themselves to others. If they don't get enough likes, if they don't get enough
friend requests.
Right. Or, yeah. You know, responses, people aren't responding to their tweets or it hasn't been reshared, that their overall happiness not just goes down a little, not like, oh, well, that's too bad. I mean, it just like tanks.
Wow.
So I could see where social media is really pulling on what people feel right. psychologically.
6 out of 10 millennials reported feelings of inadequacy mm-hmm. about their own life and what they had because of social media. Allianz Life said that perhaps because of FOMO, fear of missing out, half also claimed they spent more money going out than on rent or mortgage.
Mm.
So they are, and this is very positive, millennials are finding innovative ways to build their financial strength. They're becoming more confident because of these actions. Allianz Life's Vice President of Consumer Insights, Paul Kalash, said in a statement. But more than any other generation, social media, the allure to spend beyond their means, could have long-term negative effects in their finances if they're not careful. And they described it as the Achilles heel.
Mm-hmm. Which makes sense. I was telling everybody off the air before we started this segment when we were kind of going over the article. I have a very, very good friend who her motto is, you cannot whine and prime. So she
explain that for us.
She has a problem with wine and prime because she'll sit there and, you know, after work or whatever, after dinner, have a glass of wine.
Oh, not whining.
No,
crying.
No. Wine.
Have drinking.
A glass of wine, maybe two. I don't know. Okay. Anyway, but then she'll get on Amazon Prime and just start
shopping.
Like, right. And just start clicking things. And she's like, I'll get boxes and go, what did I order?
So is that SUI, shopping under the influence?
Maybe it is.
And you don't even get caught because you're not out driving around.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's dangerous.
So do not wine and prime, folks. Very dangerous.
Okay. Anyhow, contrary to notions about their financial irresponsibility and frivolous spending habits, 77% of millennials surveyed said they felt financially confident.
Wow.
Compared with 64% of the Gen X's, and 48% of the millennials who had 401ks said they contributed 10% or more monthly, compared with only 44% of baby boomers and 36% of Gen Xers. So they are putting money in. And among the few millennial clients that we have at Protecting Your Retirement, the ones we do have are earning very good salaries. A lot of them are just one or two companies in the Kansas City metro area. And they are heavily contributing to the 401s, not just to get the match from the employer, but also going beyond the match. And then some of them are realizing with our help that there's a limit on how much you can put into IRA, Roth IRA, 401k, dollar limits or percentage of income limits. And so they are opening up accounts, usually in the fixed annuity field, fixed index annuity field, or even life insurance, where there's no limit on how much they can plunk in. There is also no requirement to ever draw it out at a later age. Like when they hit 70 and a half, they're not going to be burdened because they have to take out money they don't want to take out yet. And so there are some young people that are really figuring that out. And they're really great at telling their friends what they're doing. Because, you know, when we have one come in and we, you know, make a client out of them, then we start meeting their coworkers or their friends.
Sure.
And it's really fun working with these young people because, you know, you just know that if they stay on the same track, they don't marry the wrong person who's a spendthrift or whatever, they are going to have, you know, the best that they can possibly imagine, barring some really, really nasty, you know, things in finance.
One of my favorites, and again, talking about stories that you share with me, and again, no names, because I don't know who any of these people are or anything like that, but I remember when we first started doing this show together many years ago now, you were telling me about a person in their 30s who was putting away money into a fixed indexed annuity, and if everything goes okay, they could actually retire at 50.
Absolutely.
See?
Yeah.
Somebody's living the dream, and it's not me.
Right. You know, there's another kind of a clever angle here. 7 in 10 of the millennials that were surveyed said they used tricks to make saving money easier. For example, maintaining several different accounts to automatically save their money for specific purposes. In other words, they're opening cheap and no-fee checking accounts or savings accounts at maybe even online banks and having some of their money go in there automatically and pretty much ignoring it. They're not ignoring it. I'm sure they're looking
they're
at it
every day. They're watching it very closely.
But
kind of that idea of the three buckets only doing it with actual accounts.
Yeah. And so millennials reported their median retirement savings to be about $35,000, which was equal to Generation Xers right above them who have less time to build their nest egg. So it's an interesting article. The recent financial upheaval, not the ones we're talking about the last few weeks, but the last 10 years, has also had a very profound effect on millennials. Allianz Life reported 24% of those surveyed saw their parents suffer a major financial setback during the 2000 to 2009 recession.
Of course.
Possibly as a result, 57% they were unlikely ever to invest in the stock market.
That's kind of amazing.
Yeah, 65% said they were uncomfortable with too much debt.
That's good.
Because they had seen their parents struggle with it. So this is a generation that might not be real friendly towards Wall Street.
Mm-hmm. And they get, sometimes you hear all these things about millennials, and I think they get kind of a bad rap, but part of it is because they saw and they learned from things that have happened in the past that they're making different choices. And sometimes people are trying to make them out for some reason, I don't know why, trying to make them out to be the bad guys, that they're changing the way companies work, the way food services work, the way everything is changing because of millennials. Well, maybe it's because they pay attention.
Maybe.
Just saying.
Right.
Well, that's going to wrap up things for this week on Protecting Your Retirement. If you want to come in and talk to Don, the number is 913-648-2700, the website protectingyourretirement.com. We appreciate you spending part of your Saturday with us. We will see you next week on Protecting Your Retirement.
The preceding program was sponsored by Protecting Your Retirement.